This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about a short ricing season on an iconic lake, the unsung hero at Fond du Lac, and more.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The ricing season on Net Lake and the Boys Fort Reservation has gone from nearly 2 months last year to just 2 days this year. It was generally a cool, rainy, and windy summer, and then there was that big storm on July 21st. Gabrielle Holman is the Boys Fort Water Quality Ecological Resource Manager. She says all this weather killed a lot of the rice plants.
We had, you know, mats of rice. I think just a lot of uprooted rice that it was clear that had been destroyed by the wind.
The Boys Fort Conservation Committee decided to open the ricing season on September 10th, but closed it again on September 12th. Gabby Holman says there may be less rice next year, but the stands should replenish unless there's more bad weather. There are differing opinions among band members about what's happening with the rice on Net Lake. Some fear other environmental conditions, not just weather, is what's hurting the rice stands over time. Scholars and indigenous practitioners from across the country were in Shakopee, Minnesota recently for a Seeds of Native Health conference hosted by the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community. The Dakota community continues its $5 million effort to improve health in Native communities. More than 400 people were registered for this conference focused on academic research and indigenous knowledge of food and healthy eating. Lori Watso is chairperson of the Seeds of Native Health initiative. She says it's crucial to talk about food in terms of people's relationship with the natural world.
Native people had such an intimate relationship with our plants, with animals, and when we were taken away from that, it created such a disconnect. And I believe by getting back to our traditional ways, by getting our hands in the dirt, if you will, and making that connection again, I think it's very healing.
Watso says she's excited by the number of indigenous food initiatives she sees in Minnesota and beyond. But Watso says there still needs to be more financial investment from the foundations and others to bring this work to scale.
The award came totally out of the blue, and it felt pretty cool.
That's Dr. Arnie Vineo talking about receiving the 2016 Virginia McKnight Binger Unsung Hero Award. The award is handed out by the McKnight Foundation and the Minnesota Council on Nonprofits. Vineo was one of four winners this year. He is a family practice doctor with the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us more about his work and life.
Maybe you know Arnie Vineo because, like him, you're a member of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. Or maybe he's your doctor at the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa.
I get to, you know, work with entire families, and I'm delivering babies from babies I delivered. This happened this last weekend. To be there like that for the long haul and get to know families and be a part of the community, it's what I was meant to do.
Maybe you know Dr. Vineo because he's got a monthly column in a number of online Native news sites and a spot on the weekly public television program Native Reports. The guy gets around. And that's why he was selected as an unsung hero. It's an award for those driven by compassion to improve the quality of life for their communities. Dr. Vineo started his community work outside the clinic when he was struggling with the decision to get a colonoscopy. Native men are the most at-risk population for colon cancer. And Vineo's wife, Ivy, had been asking him to get the screening for the disease.
Man, I kind of didn't want to. And, you know, so I kind of put it off. And then, these guys started coming in, you know, that didn't want to have their blood sugar checked, and they didn't want to have their blood pressure checked, and, you know, they wrapped a greasy rag around their hand when it was bleeding from a transmission, you know, or something. And they wanted that fixed, but nothing else, and then they were out of here, and they never came back. You know, one guy that I really, really liked a lot, the next time I saw him was when he was dying in the intensive care unit from pneumonia. And he wouldn't come in, and I could have fixed that with a handful of antibiotics.
Vineo realized he needed to practice what he was preaching.
So I was going to get this colonoscopy, and I was going to write about it as a physician, as a middle-aged Native man, you know, afraid of it.
But instead of an article, Vineo worked with friends to make a documentary movie that ended up being nominated for an Emmy Award. He's been doing health outreach beyond the Fond du Lac clinics ever since. From Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.